We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, charitable viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asopadaporica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal,
Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, registers 5 Iranian traditional elements. In animal news, an intelligent canine companion helps a diabetic girl in the United States. In veg news, K-9 Cape Town, South Africa celebrates the Diet of Kindness. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 31st, New Year's Eve is joyously celebrated in many countries around the world. Festivities begin in the evening as people gather with family and friends to ring in the New Year at midnight. Other traditions include ringing church bells, blowing horns, wishing each other good luck, and making resolutions for an uplifting year. As we welcome a bright 2011, with grateful hearts we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her immense compassion and for sharing her enlightened wisdom to help lead the earth into an era of peace and kindness. We respectfully wish Supreme Master Ching Hai and all beings a jubilant and blessed vegan new year, full of the munificent love and grace of the providence.
Flying news. Northwest China gripped by snow and cold in what is being called the worst of seven storms that have struck since November. Nearly 5,000 people were stranded as roads in parts of Xinjiang, Inner Mongolia, became blocked by up to 1.5 meters of snow on Wednesday, December 29th. Temperatures across the region plummeted as low as minus 40 degrees Celsius, with another 1,000 residents in Harbin City of Heilongjiang Province who were also stranded when earlier storms buried major roads. Meanwhile, southeastern China is being hit by falling temperatures with strong winds and sandstorms across several regions.
With her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with regional governments to find out if help is required, also requesting that they go, if possible, to offer aid to the storm-stricken, as she added that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our prayers are with the snow-affected residents for the soon resuming of regularity in their communities. May extreme weather conditions such as these be minimized through our more diligent care of the earth and all her inhabitants.
Volcanic activity in Russia and the Philippines. On Sunday, December 26, Kerensky, the most active volcano in the eastern zone of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, began spewing plumes of ash up to 4.3 kilometers high, with around 20 earthquake tremors also noted in the area that day.
The 1,486-meter Kerensky has been increasingly active since 1996. Meanwhile, at the northern Philippines, Mount Bulusan, six volcanic earthquakes were recorded on Tuesday, December 28. The volcano, which is situated in the province of Sorsogon, remains at alert level 1, with a 4-kilometer radius around the summit designated as a permanent danger zone. Although pilots were cautioned to avoid the areas due to limited visibility, there were thankfully no residents affected by the activity of either volcano.
We are thankful for the official's notification to ensure public safety, as we pray that potential dangers such as these be calmed with our more gentle and concerted efforts to care for the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Norway boosts assistance to the Sudanese people. Responding to a United Nations appeal, the government of Norway is making a special donation of 3.8 million euros, in addition to its other support, for humanitarian aid to Sudan. The funds will provide emergency relief supplies, especially for displaced war victims. In speaking of a 2011 referendum that Norway is supporting for a peaceful outcome, Norwegian Foreign Affairs Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said, "Sudan is one of Norway's highest priorities, and the next year will be decisive." Many thanks, Minister Støre, and heaven bless the Norwegian government for your kind-hearted aid to the Sudanese people. May security, stability, and harmonious relations soon prevail for citizens across the land.
Montenegro selects Prime Minister. On Wednesday, December 29th, the nation's parliament appointed four-time Minister of Finance and twice Deputy Prime Minister Igor Luksic as the new premier. With his country already having achieved candidate status in its recent efforts to become a member state in the European Union, Premier Luksic affirmed his readiness to assist in fully achieving this goal. Addressing the members of parliament, he stated, "All of us, the government, parliament, local authorities, and the society, must demonstrate determination and readiness to use knowledge and capabilities toward full European integration. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new post, wishing the best for your nation's fruitful membership in the European Union as you strive to fulfill this and other fellow citizens' noble ideals."
Book premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry. Coinciding with the new year, Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite new poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, will be available in the Chinese version starting January 1st, 2011. This warm and elegantly romantic volume of 46 verses conveys the many expressions of the poet's heart as it encompasses youthful nostalgia for the homeland, her love for the special ones in her life, and the divine love of an enlightened master for all God's precious creations. Among the newly published poems are Supreme Master Ching Hai's Please Wake Up and Please Don't Go, as well as her spontaneous, soul-comforting lullaby, Good Night, Baby, along with first-ever revealed heartfelt odes to the sun, the moon, and the stars. The premiere of The Love of Centuries, the Chinese edition, will be held on Saturday, January 1st at the Shinkong Mitsukoshi Xinyi Square, A9 to A11 in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan. For the occasion of the book debut, the poet has been invited to share a special live message with all participants. We are deeply grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing this precious new poetry collection to be shared with readers around the world. Through these deeply resonating verses of universal love, may many hearts be moved and souls uplifted. The book, The Love of Centuries, is also available online at www.kingstone.com.tw.
Saudi Arabia bans hunting of migratory birds and other animals under the order of the government of the custodian of the two holy mosques, His Majesty King Abdullah ibn Abdulaziz. A nationwide announcement of hunting bans was made by the Ministry of Interior to preserve wildlife throughout the kingdom. Specifically, all hunting of migratory birds are banned, with the same applying to all animals and birds within protected areas, as well as deer, ibexes, and Arabian leopards, lynxes, wolves, and hyenas. Furthermore, weapons such as firearms that harm more than one animal are also banned. Your Majesty, we send our heartfelt appreciation for your caring efforts to preserve our irreplaceable animal co-inhabitants. May such a noble example from the Saudi kingdom motivate governments and individuals everywhere to treasure the lives of all beings that grace our earth.
In recognition of His Majesty's compassionate measures, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz with a Shining World Leadership Award. Save our planet. Countries ranked in terms of climate change risk. Maplecroft, a global risks advisory firm based in the UK, recently released a Climate Change Vulnerability Index 2011, evaluating 170 countries as a tool for companies to be able to assess economic risk due to global warming.
The countries deemed to have the highest vulnerability in the next 30 years were Bangladesh, followed by India, Madagascar, Nepal, Mozambique, the Philippines, Haiti, Afghanistan, Zimbabwe, and Myanmar. To arrive at their rankings, the analysts included such factors as poverty levels, exposure to climate-related events, ability to respond to such disasters, and reliance on agricultural land that could be prone to droughts and flooding.
The extreme weather events are increasing. The pattern of monsoon is also changing. Number of glacier lakes are increasing. And the glacier is retreating. So it has a lot of negative impacts in water resources, in agriculture, and in different fields.
The next category of high-risk nations included China, Brazil, and Japan, while Russia, the U.S., Germany, France, and the U.K. were rated as medium-risk countries. The report also pointed out that countries considered to have the most potential for future expansion are also among the most threatened in terms of the safety of their populations, ecosystems, and business environments. These include the Philippines, AULAC or Vietnam, and Pakistan.
I come from Pakistan, where we had worst floods in the history. In the history of Pakistan, we did not have so much floods. They devastated infrastructure, buildings, rails, roads, and they incurred a heavy loss to the economy of Pakistan.
Global warming is the main cause. Livestock is also one of the main causes, because the methane is also one of the greenhouse gases which is emitted from these livestock activities.
Our thanks, Maplecroft, for alerting us to the impacts of climate change that are affecting countries throughout the international community. May your report prompt actions to protect the future of all world citizens, especially through the rapidly mitigating plant-based diet.
During an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Qinghai made an urgent plea to address the main cause of climate change and avoid further global devastation.
If we really want to get to the bottom line to find the most effective solution to climate change, we absolutely cannot go on ignoring the most urgent, serious cause, that is, the animal consumption and the like, because it is heating up our earth at a dangerous speed, causing catastrophic disasters everywhere, losing loved ones, losing homes, losing lives, losing hopes. Right now, as we are speaking, Bangladesh is only half the size of what it used to be decades ago. The list never ends if we continue to partake in this killing phenomena, massacring tragedy called animal industry. We can replace this with hundreds more variety of nutrition, healthy, life-saving food substances. Please help us to inform people before it's too late.
Save our planet. With more than 250 endangered manatees having perished already this year due to periods of extreme cold in Florida, USA, coastal utility companies such as Florida Power and Light are offering areas of warmer water for hundreds of the herbivorous sea animals.
Save our planet. At a meeting convened in Mauritania, participants discussed progress of the Great Green Wall, a Senegal-led initiative to reverse desertification through the planting of a continent-wide band of trees stretching 7,000 kilometers from West Africa's Senegal to Djibouti on the eastern coast.
Save our planet. In Russia's Far East, the government-sponsored Tiger Response Team celebrates 20 years of service in mediating potential interactions between human communities and the endangered Amur tiger, with team members acting to protect the tiger while also preserving human life.
Hi, I'm Charlie the Chipmunk, and I'm following a nutritious plant-based diet. Today I'd like to tell you about a nutritious legume, the fava bean. Did you know this member of the pea family dates back over 5,000 years? It's a good source of iron, protein, and fiber. The beans are also rich in dopamine, a neurotransmitter important for the functioning of the central nervous system. Fava beans are described as having a buttery texture, slight bitterness, and nutty flavor. You can serve them boiled, grilled, or in salads, veg sauces, pasta, and stew recipes, all delicious. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In cultural news, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, registers 5 Iranian traditional elements. Part of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity, these include the art of carpet weaving in both the Fars and Kashan regions, an Iranian martial art named Pahlavani and Zurkaneh sport, and the music of the Bakis of the Khorasan region performed on a 2-string lute called the dotar were also cited. In addition, the Iranian passion play Tazir, based on folk tales, historical and mythical occurrences, and religious events was recorded. Congratulations, Iranian citizens, on this prestigious recognition. May your rich heritage continue to develop and flourish on a supportive and sustainable earth.
In animal news, an intelligent canine companion helps a diabetic girl. Ruby is able to detect when 2-year-old Faith Wilson of Dallas, Texas, USA, has high or low blood sugar levels. Faith has very unstable fluctuations of blood sugar, which require careful monitoring. To signal Faith's mum, Miss Sarah Wilson, Ruby fetches a pink stick called a brinsel. Miss Wilson then tests Faith's blood sugar and administers the appropriate treatment, such as insulin. Ruby is considered the first diabetic alert dog for children under the age of 12. Miss Wilson said, "I don't have a dog. I have an angel with fur." Bravo, angelic Ruby, for your life-protecting care of Faith. May the two of you have many healthy and happy years together with your loved ones, thriving in each other's cherished company. Up next on Noteworthy News, an animal rights group sponsors one of Africa's first Veggie Pride parades. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more visionary news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, shining news for a radiant world. In veg news, Cape Town, South Africa celebrates the Diet of Kindness. People from all walks of life in various parts of the city took part in one of Africa's first Veggie Pride parades, walking up two of Cape Town's popular streets. Miss Toni Brookhoven, a vegan and member of the animal rights group Beauty Without Cruelty, organized the event in order to raise awareness of the peaceful lifestyle and its multitude of benefits.
I'm absolutely delighted with this morning's turnout. So many people went to so much trouble. There was so much enthusiasm. There was such a good feeling. There was such a positive vibe and a wonderful energy.
Several participants describe why they became vegan.
Einstein, Pythagoras, and any actual eminent great person is actually, they're all vegetarian. I decided to become vegetarian because for compassion for all animals, for all beings, for the whole world, for everything. Be veg. Go green to save the planet.
A couple of years ago, somebody gave me a booklet of Supreme Master Chingai, and she made me understand why we should be vegetarian. It's just I read a book and that was it. I changed right there.
I feel much better knowing that I'm not contributing to cruelty and suffering of other beings. So that's why it's important for me to be vegan.
I'm vegan because I believe in non-violence. And veganism is ultimately non-violence in action. You can eat delicious food without causing harm and suffering to any other living being. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our association members also took part in the vibrant occasion, displaying an SOS banner advocating the vegan solution to climate change. At the culmination of the procession, a wide variety of plant-based food and alcohol-free drinks were available. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Ms. Toni Brookhoven, and all those who brought attention to the cruelty-free diet. May we see more individuals taking steps to safeguard our earth and our inhabitants through benevolent food choices.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply.
consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Millionaire.
She made him a millionaire, you know, the wife. Before she married him, he was a billionaire.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Je vous souhaite une bonne année. Vous m'avez fait prendre conscience que le régime carné n'est pas bon. C'est la loi karmique. Et je vous en remercie. Je vous aime tous. Frédéric de la Chapelle d'Armentières, France.
Friendly Frédéric, your greetings are much appreciated. We love you too. May the coming year reflect humanity's noble choices. Best wishes for a happy new year and divine benediction to you and all precious world inhabitants.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with the gifts of eternal faith, hope, and spiritual renewal.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Bolivian President Evo Morales personally delivers 50 tons of humanitarian aid to Venezuela as he accompanies President Hugo Chavez in bringing comfort to flood-affected residents on the Guajira Peninsula.
Palestinians move forward with plans to build Rawabi, the region's first modern city being created toward the goal of an independent state, with around 20 Israeli companies agreeing to provide skills not found in the Palestinian territories.
Presidents Yayi Boni of Benin, Ernest Bai Karoma of Sierra Leone, and Pedro Pires of Cape Verde visit Côte d'Ivoire to help resolve political tensions through diplomacy, pledging to return the following week for more talks.
After their boat capsized, leaving many of the vessel's 50 passengers in waters without life jackets, the Costa Rican Coast Guard successfully rescues all 50 people and brings them to safety.
Chinese Assistant Foreign Minister Chiang Guoping meets with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexei Borodavkin, where they agree to encourage both North and South Korea toward discussions leading to a harmonious Korean Peninsula.
To assist the flood affected in Colombia, Russia's emergencies ministry sends a plane carrying 25 tons of humanitarian aid that includes tents, blankets, mobile power stations, and medical supplies.
In Cleveland, Ohio, USA, an unnamed man gives out bags of food, clothing, and money to local less fortunate people as a way to share his wealth and good fortune during the holiday season.
Yoga instructors in Nairobi, Kenya are offering classes that include people from different tribes to eliminate stereotypes and to help build peace in communities.
During the 18th Algeria-Tunisia Joint Cooperation Commission, Algerian Prime Minister Ahmed Ouyahia and his Tunisian counterpart Mohamed Ghannouchi sign agreements to enhance collaboration in fields such as agriculture, rural development, media, and others.
Due to rising student interest, business schools in the U.S. are offering social entrepreneurship programs that focus on working within the nonprofit sector or starting their own socially responsible enterprises.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.